Begin the current daven, sechtes nidah daf samach dalet. Begin on the bottom of samach gimel beis, four lines up from the bottom of the amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which we had quoted in the previous daf, which continues on this concept that we're discussing here in these Mishnahs of the sasis, of a vest, which is the expected time of a period. Now, we had previously spoken about in this parak regarding a vest haguf, which is a physical, physiological symptom that it introduces to us that the menstrual blood is coming. Now, additionally, we had said in the beginning of the Masecht regarding the topic that we're going to talk about here, which is regarding the days, which regarding days is two basic types of vest hayoim, which is what we're discussing here in this Mishnah, which is regarding vest haflaga, which is the distance, how many days is it generally in her pattern that she sees dam, which is every 20th day. Nothing to do with the day of the month, that's going to be actually the next thing called vest hachedus that we're going to introduce in the Gemara. This is called a vest haflaga. How much is the distance from the last time that she had a period? Every 25th day she sees it, that would be what's called a vest haflaga. Now in addition, our Mishnah discusses a deviation from that, which goes into the topic we're talking about regarding what establishes a vest, how many times to establish it and to uproot it. And the differences between what's called vest kavua, an established vest, which we discussed in the previous daf, which our Mishnah is going to go with Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is three times, and then there are those who disagree, say, for some with one, two, or three, depending on what type of vest it is, and also regarding what's called vest she'ena kavua, regarding an unestablished vest, but if it was one time, that we would still have to be concerned with it as a possible creation of a vest, because it started a pattern, albeit not finish it by doing it three times, only did, let's say, once or twice. Says the Mishnah as follows. Ha'islamuda liyas roi yam tezvav. This woman was accustomed to see every 15th day to have a period of dam, which was called a vest kavua. That was her custom every 15th day, is when she would see it. Veshinsa liyas roya liyam chav. And then she changed one time. Instead of seeing day 15, she saw day 20. So zevazah asurin. So now both days are going to be forbidden. Next time day 15 comes and day 20 comes, she's going to be forbidden to have relations on both of them. One because it might be starting a new pattern, and one because that was her old pattern. Let's say shinsa pamayim liyam chav. Let's say two times already. She didn't see on day 15. She saw instead day 20. Still, zibaz asur, and they're both going to be forbidden. Says the Mishnah, shinsa gimel pam liyam chav. Let's say already three times she changed from day 15, and three times in a row instead she saw day 20. Oh, now huta tezvav. Now the 15th already is permitted. She's permitted to have relations on that day. V'kava lo yam chav. And now the new vest in the woman's calendar is day 20. The reason for this is, which works both ways, she'eni shekavas laves, because a woman does not establish a said period, until it's established that she has it three times in a row. And neither does she get purified and uproot a vest, meaning she's going to be forbidden all the days of her expected period. Maybe she's going to see Asha Ta'akar Mimena Gimel Pam until she uproots it three times. So here, when she's always seeing one time, and then she sees one time another time, you still got to be suspected. Two times, still. Three times, now you establish this one as a vest kavua, and the old one was uprooted because you didn't see it for three times. Now, the extended top of Samach Dal Madal says the Gemara as follows. Idma, we learned, which again, this is what's talking about regarding vest achaydish. Here, the vest is regarding the lunar cycle, which is regarding this day of the month, she sees it, which actually that's generally different regarding what we said in the Mishnah, which is a vest haflaga, which that's the gap. It's not the actual day, and therefore you would have to have, let's say, generally like four re'ias. Here, in Vesta Chedesh, generally, it's three re'is, because it's the day of the month. 15th of the month, 15th of the month, 15th of the month, that's three times already. That would already establish that that's going to, whereas for flug, you would have to have four re'is, which then there would be three gaps, which is the gap. How much time distance is it that creates the vest? But be that as it may, similar to the topic of our Mishnah, we're talking in the context of haflaga. Not haflaga, but regarding the deviation, regarding the change. In the Mishnah, we were changing the haflaga. Instead of seeing always 15-15, she suddenly changed to 20-20. Here we're talking about that in the context of vest hachedish, but additionally, that actually creating, which is actually a new concept, what's called a vest ledilug, which is, we're not talking about haflaga, we're talking about a vest hachedish, but it keeps on changing. So instead of being 15-15-15, it's going to be 15-16-17. Which technically could be a similar type of a discussion regarding the Mishnah's case of Aflaga, which she's always switching 20-20-20 or 15-15 and she changes. Imagine if a woman goes every 15th day, then 16th day, then 17th day. But our Gemara discussed it in the context of a Vesta Chedesh. So this Gemara as follows. Rasa Yom Chemisha Asla Chedesh. The woman sees a period on the 15th of this month. Then, B'yem Tezayin L'Chedesh. Next month on her calendar, she doesn't see the 15th of the month, she sees the 16th of the month. Then the next month, B'yim Shiva Asla Chedesh, then she sees the 17th of the month. So when 15, 16, 17, which is a day after on every month. Rav Amar, Kavala Vest Ladiluk, a new concept, which we didn't talk about, which is now she has a set period for what's called skipping, for jumping, which is, that means to say now, that's her cycle. Her cycle is that she's always one day later the next month. So now, the fourth month, day 18 is going to be forbidden, fifth month, day 19, and so on and so forth. That's her new pattern. Rav Shmuel Amar, he says, no. Acha Teshalish Bediluk, she's not going to create a vest until she skips three times. Day 15, he says, and this is where similar to the concept we just said regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, it's not counted from that counting, because that was the springboard. There was no jumping on day 15. 15 was the first one. So if you have 15, and then suddenly you go 16, 17, so then 16, from 15 to 16 is one jump. 16, 17 is another jump. You would only create a vest ladiluk by doing something three times. The diluk has to be three times, not just to have three different days of months. You would have to have four times to have three skips. That's almost like his Rav Shmuel. Now, before the understanding is like we just said, the Gemara assumes a different interpretation of the machlokes. Says the Gemara, name of Rav Shmuel, shall we say this machlokes? Rav Shmuel is bepluked the Rebbe Shmuel Kamiflagi. Their machlokes is in this machlokes tanoim, which is a generic machlokes tanoim in general regarding the halach of chazakas, which essentially a vest is a chazak, it's a presumption. Okay, this is a pattern. She's done this amount of times. We presume it's going to happen. Shall we say that this is their machlokes? Katan, like we learned in the Braisa. This is Larishan Mames, if a woman marries a husband and he dies. Lashane Mames, her second husband and he dies. So, says the first opinion, L'shlishi le'tinasi divi Rebbe. Rebbe says she can't get married to her third husband. She established a chazaka that she kills her husband by being married to them. Which obviously Rebbe holds a chazaka is established with two times. So you already have the chazaka, you can't get married a third time. Shmuel Lame says no, le'gimel tinasi, a third husband she could marry. Le'dal le'tinasi, a fourth husband she cannot. So that's the machlekes regarding is a chazaka in two times or three times. Isn't that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Rav says the chazaka is with two skips. Shmuel says with three skips. So therefore, that's a machlekes. Machlekes is Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Says Gemara, Allah, no. The kula amak Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Everyone agrees like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The chazaka requires three times. V'hacha, b'hacha mevlegit. So what's the machlekes? Rav Sava, chamisha asim, mimenyan. The Rav holds that the 15th is part of that count. That's the first one. And then you skip a second one. And then to a third one. So therefore, that's three times. Three different ones. 15, 16, 17. And therefore, that's counted as the chazaka. So therefore, she already established the vest ladilig already then. Ushmol Saba, he held no. Kim the lab bedilik chazite. Since that first one of the 15, you didn't see that first one by having skipped. So lab meminyanu, that cannot be counted. You have to have three skippings, and you didn't have three skippings. Therefore, that's not establishing until you see a fourth riyah. Now, Esve, the Gemara asks on Rav in the following brisa, similar to the type of halacha as we had in the halacha of our Mishnah. Hayshilamud. If it was custom that a woman she always saw on day 15, now. So therefore, that was her vest kavu on day 15. Then v'shin tzliyim shishas. Then one time she goes and she, instead of seeing on the 15th, she sees on the 16th. So it says the brayso zev zasurin. Now both are forbidden. In other words, when she next reaches the next month, day 15 and 16, she's gonna be forbidden on those 2 days. Let's say she goes and then again she changes shinsa. She changes the second time liyim shiva asur. Instead of seeing now day 15 or day 16, she actually sees on day 17. So huta shisha asur, so now the 16th of the month, from now on, is going to be permitted because she only had seen that on the 16th one time. So therefore, one time not seeing it, you already uprooted it. But v'nesu chamisha asur b'shiva asur, but now from here on, you've been on the 15th and the 17th. 17th because the last time you saw 17th, so that's the what's called the v'sheini kibbu, you have to be cheshish for, you have to be concerned for it because that was the last time you saw. Maybe you're establishing a new pattern. And the 15th, because that was the v'sh kibbu, you only uprooted it twice. Now, Shinsalim, Shmaina, so let's say the next month they change to the 18th, then Hutru Kulin. Then all the days she had seen up until now are all permitted. Why? The 15th, you already 3 times in a row didn't see on the 15th, so that uprooted that chazaka. 16 and 17, they get uprooted with one time because you only saw them one time. And even the 18th, which was the last one that you just saw, the next month is not going to be forbidden. Rather, only the 19th is going to be forbidden. As the Braisa says, Ve'ein asa el mishmayna asa ve'elach. The only thing that's forbidden now from here on is the 18th. Why? Because she did a shilush bediluk. She skipped 3 times. She now established a vest lediluk. Says the Gemara, Kash l'Rav. This Braisa is difficult on Rav, because what does the Braisa say? It says when she changed to the 17th, What's forbidden is 15 and 17, not 16, because that was uprooted by this time, because you didn't see 16, you saw the day after and 17. And 15, you also didn't uproot, you only uprooted two times, so you're going to be forbidden the 15th and the 17th. And it doesn't say, oh, from here on, the 17th is going to be forbidden, even though she skipped two times, which means to say that there were three re'ias, so obviously the first re'ia is not from the count. Rather, like Shmuel, that you have to see four re'ias, three skipped, and then it's established a vessel dealing, not like Rav. So Amalcha Rav, Rav would tell you, no, that b'risa is different because Limud Shani, when she has a ves kavua, like that b'risa was talking about, she had an established pattern that she always saw on day 15. So that case is different. That I'm going to agree that then it's not going to be enough with three re'ias, you're going to have four re'ias. Why? Because you're going to say that the last time she saw 15, that's part of her previous pattern of always seeing on the 15th, because that was when she always would see. How can you say that's part of the skippings, of the changings, that was always from the old pattern? When did I say that the seeing of the 15th is going to be the beginning of the re'ia? Either it's the first one she ever saw, she never had a pattern beforehand, or her pattern used to be day 20, and then she went to 15, then to 16, then to 17. That 15 is part of that pattern. But if 15 was always the old pattern, like the case of the Brisa, of course that's not going to be able to be part of the Vesla Dilug, because it's not part of a new pattern, it's part of that old pattern. So the Gemara asked that, yeah, right, with the Karula, my Karula, so the one who asked this question, actually, what was this question? Most definitely, you could say, as Rav is pointing out, that Limud is obviously different. How can you say it's part of the new pattern? Of course Rav would agree with it. How are you asking on Rav from there? Says the Gemara, the questioner held Limud Isra Chalei. No, the reason why it mentions in the Braisa the case of it had a Ves Kavu, she was accustomed to always see on day 15, that was necessary for a different reason. That is, Ma'adu Tema, what would you say that the truth is no? That even if she was not accustomed to seeing on day 15, you would still need three times to skip as the Braisa was pointing out. So why to pick Limuda? Seems like what Rav was saying is correct. Oh, of course the Braisa says you need four times, because it's told by the Ves Kavu. Of course, it supports Rav. Why say Limuda? No, the questioner held no. Limuda, the reason why he picks it is not because to say, oh, when you need to establish four re'is, meaning three skips, oh, that's because it was Limuda, because it had a Ves Kavua, to infer that actually it's only when it's Limuda in these three times. No. It's for a different reason that it mentions it. It's because of uprooting of the original vest. It said in the Brisam, if she changed and she didn't see 15 and said she saw 16. Then it says she didn't see 16, then she saw 17. So the Brisam said, day 16 now is permitted, because she only saw it once and now she didn't see it once, it gets uprooted. But she's forbidden now day 15 and day 17, even though already two times did not see on the 15th, that's why the Brisa picks it out. Because what would you think to say, Kima de Limuda, since she was always accustomed to see on day 15, the Akarte, and she already uprooted it two times, so betray Zimni Akrile, you would think, okay, with two times you could uproot it and then you're not going to go back to 15 anymore, and from here on 15 is going to be permitted. Kamash Malam, that's what the Brisa is coming to teach us, that a Ves Kavua does not get uprooted with less than three times. But the truth is, it's not coming to say that, oh, Vesla Dilug is only when you had been a Ves Kavua and then you need to have four times, meaning three Dilugim. No, it's even if it was not. The reason why we mentioned Limud is for a different reason, to say that it's not uprooted unless you have three times. But the truth is, the questioner was asking, hey, Rav, you see that in general it's saying that halacha is for Vesla Dilug, it needs four times. And that Rav is saying that no, it is specific why it says Limud only for this halacha, to tell you this idea that, yeah, it's only by Limud Liris. When there's a Ves Kavua, then you need to have four times. But if it didn't, it was the first time, if it wasn't a Ves Kavua, then, like Rav said, it was 15, 16, 17, that would be enough. You only need to have two skips, the 3 days would be enough to create this Vesla Dilug. Nothing more continues by asking on the pin of Shmuel, who again, Shmuel said that it's not sufficient, like Rav, to have three different days of the month. You have to have four different days of the month, which that's going to ultimately be three dilugim, which is exactly the vest that we're establishing over here, the three leaps. On that, the Gemara asks Meisvei from the following Braisa. Rasu Yem Esrim Be'echad B'chedejeh, if the woman sees on the 21st of this month, Yem Esrim Meshnaim B'chedejeh, next month she sees on the 22nd, Yem Esrim Meshleish B'chedejeh, in the third month on the 23rd, says the Braisa Kavala vest. She has established a vest, which obviously a Vesla Dilug, it keeps on skipping by one day. Now, Sirga, if let's say she skipped from day 22, L'yem Esrim Ba'abo, the next month, not on day 23, but on day 24, then like Kavala Vest, that's not going to establish a Vest, because here the skipping is not similar to the first time. The first time she skipped was a one-day skip, and here it's a two-day skip at one shot. So therefore, that's not going to establish a Vest. But one thing we see in the first halacha, the Braisa, that she establishes a vest with three re'iyas, which is that the first one is included for the vest hadilug, tiyufta d'shmul, that refutes Shmuel, who says, no, you need to have four re'iyas. Four discharges, which will then be three jumps. Amalacha Shmuel, Shmuel will tell you, no, hachma iskin, what are we talking about over here? Is kagun d'regila l'mechse b'yamesr. This woman always had her re'iyah on day 20. And the Braisa is starting after that that preface, which is v'shin tzaliyam esav echad, and then is where the Braisa begins. And she changed to day 21. Oh, where then you're having three skips. You had from where you always were 20. Now you went to 21, to 22, to 23. That was not just three re'is, that's four re'is. We just didn't count the first one because that was one she always had. But you have three dilugim, and therefore that's exactly like Shmuel. And actually says the Gemara Dekanami. Precise reading of the Braisa seems to indicate the way the answer is for Shmuel. Because the Shavkina Liam Esrim, interestingly, is that the Braisa leaves day 20. V'nukka Liam Esrim Echad, it starts over day 21. The Braisa should have said, which is the way Chazal like doing it, which is clean and cut, which is, say, she saw on day 20, then 21 the next month, and then 22 in the next month. Because you say you start off with a clean number, 20. Why does it start over 21? Shmamina, that in actuality, 20 was the number she always saw. Now she switched to 21, then to 22, then to 23. That's exactly like Shmuel, which are three dilugim, not just three re'is. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which the Mishnah said, she'ein isha kavas lavest, which again we established in the previous daf, testek of shemingam leil, a woman does not establish a vest kavua, at shetikven of chul, until she establishes three times. Now, on that of my puppy qualifies. Loyamon, we didn't say this, that she doesn't establish it until she sees three times, el lemikvah, like the halacha is being said. That's only to establish it as a vest kavua, which is the halacha that tells us, da'yishaita, oh, this is when we expect it, it only happens now, and also that you can't uproot it less than three times. But to be concerned for it, then even if it happened one time, she has to be concerned. So if let's say one time she saw on day 15, then the next month she has to be concerned on day 15 also and cannot have marital relations. This that we say need three times is to make it into Ves Kavua. But for any Kavua, to be concerned for the next time is even by seeing it one time. Says Gemara, my Kamash moments, Rabbi Papa teaching us, Tanina, that was also explicitly taught in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hois lemudda liyas roya yem chamisha asif. If the woman was always, she had a Ves Kavua, she always saw on day 15. And then she changed it to a gap of 20 days. Says the Mishnah, Ziv is Esther. Now both are forbidden. The next time she reaches day 15 on her calendar, day 20, they're both forbidden. Why is it forbidden day 20? Obviously because even though it was only one time, you have to be chasheshes. So you already see the halacha of Veshe in the Kabul. What's Rav Papa teaching us? Says the Gemara, no, Ima Hasim, if we only had that case of the Mishnah, having mean I would have thought to say as follows. Hanamele, when did we say this? You have to be concerned for the Veshe in the Kabul, that it was a one-time thing, and that you have to be concerned the next month, that maybe that's going to happen again. That's Hecha de Kaima. That's where that one day which it was changed to actually falls out. But Toich, in the days that it's possible to be, you may need Dasa, the days of her menstrual, of her Nida cycle. Which is actually what the case of the Mishnah is, because the halacha of the Mishnah, as explained on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, is talking about when it says that she always used to see day 15, it doesn't mean day 15 as it normally would mean from the day of her period, which is how cycles are many times counted. It means day 15 from mikvah, which is 7 days later, which is actually 22 days from when she had her period. As the Gemara says, in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Then the Mishnah says, when she says she changed to day 20, means day 20 from mikvah, which is actually day 27 from when she had her discharge. So, therefore, when she subsequently comes to day 15 of the mikvah, that is during the days which are fit to be what's called Yemei Nida, because the way it works is when a woman has a period, she's Nida biblically, for 7 days Nida, then for the next 11 days afterwards is Yemei Ziva, and then again, after those 18 days in the last period, then you again start over the Yemei Nida again. So here, after she had the mikvah, which is already 7 days after the period, she enters into the 11 days between Nida and Nida, and here she's already 4 days into when it's fit to be Yemei Nida, because there's 11 days after mikvah, which are the Yemei Ziva, another 4 days, because she's seeing 15 days after mikvah. So then, that's where we say this halacha, okay, it's fit to be Yemei Nida, which are the days when we expect it. So then, okay, day 15, you're going to have to be concerned, because again, that's really like day 22. Aval hecha de loy kaima b'toich Yemei Nida, but if let's say it's not going to fall out, this off one, in Yemei Nida, but rather it's going to be during Yemei Ziva. For example, if let's say she always would see 15 days from Mikvah. Then one time she went and she saw earlier, and that it falls out during the May of Ziva. For example, she saw day 10 from Mikvah. Day 10 from Mikvah is still during the Yemei Ziva, because 11 days after Mikvah, which is 7 days after the Yemei Nida, which is essentially the 7 and 11, day 10 after Mikvah is still during the Yemei Ziva, then that actually aim alai. There I would say, no, not to be concerned from that. And that is if when next time after she goes to Mikvah, and then it reaches day 10, she's not going to be forbidden to have relations. Because as the Gemara tells us in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that all those 11 days in Meziva, a woman is presumed to be tar. Because a woman generally doesn't see during those days. A woman usually has a longer cycle than that. So therefore, because of one time, I would say maybe you don't have to be concerned from it, because it's just an aberration. Kamash Shablam, that's what Rav Papa is teaching us. Then no, no matter when it is, even if it's going to fall to Meziva, that one is going to have to be concerned for that. And you wouldn't know that from the case of the Mishnah, because the case of the Mishnah was told about that it's falling out in days of Nida. Oh, then it's a possible new cycle. But Yemei Ziv would say that it's not. And that Rav Papa is saying that you have to be cheshashas no matter when it falls out. Similarly, the Mishnah said, Ve'ina metaharis min avesis, a woman does not become purified and undo a ves kavu, an established pattern, until she doesn't have it on three times. On that, so too, Amar Rav Papa, similarly he qualifies, says, this that you need three times to undo it, it was only if it was established with three times, it became a ves kavua. Then the tzrichi tlas zimni l'makir, then you need three times to undo it. But if let's say she only saw it on two times this vest, then mechad zimni l'makir, then one time not seeing it, already uproots it. Says the Gemara here too, my Kamash one, what's the Rapapa teaching us? Tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Eina Isha Kavas La Vest, a woman does not establish a said period, Asha Tikfana Shalash Pam until she sets it three times. Now, additionally, that's where the Mishnah continues. It says, and the Eina Mataharis, and she does not purify it until she undoes it three times. But the fact that these two statements were said near each other sounds like that this of needing to uproot three times is only if you established it three times. But if you didn't, if you only saw it two times, so you don't need three times. You already know that from the Mishnah. What's Rav Papa teaching us? Says Gemara, yes, but Ma'od the time, what would you say? Chada l'chad. Yeah, what, it's enough to uproot with one time when you only saw one time. But Terei l'tarti, if you saw two times, maybe you would need two times to undo it. And you're right, v'tlasa l'tlasa. What the Mishnah was saying you need three times to uproot is when you saw three times, but maybe for two you need two to undo. Kamash Malan, that's what Papa is coming to tell us, that no, even if she established it for two times, uprooting is enough with not seeing it one time. So it's going to Tanikav HaSed, Rav Papa, similar in the Braisa, like Rav Papa, that even if a woman had already seen two times on that same vest, it gets uprooted after one time because you didn't really establish a chazakah, and already one time not seeing it already stops that flow of the chazakah. As the Braisa says, if a woman was accustomed to always see on day 20, and then she changes to day 30, so Zevaz Esther, and now both are forbidden. One is the Veskabu, which didn't get uprooted yet only one time, and the other one is going to be forbidden because it's a Vesha in the Kavu. Now, says the Braisa, let's say again she comes to day 20, and again she doesn't see on day 20, which was always her day she was used to see. So, says the Braisa, Materis Lashamash Adyam Shleishim. So all the days in between, up until day 30, she permitted to have relations, because it was either 20 or 30. But 20, it's forbidden, but you didn't see then. And so up until 30, it's permitted. But v'cheshesh is l'imishleishim. Day 30, which was a v'sheh nikavua, you saw it once, so you have to be concerned for day 30, not have relations then. Now, higiyah yemishleishim v'rasa, let's say, again she reached day 30. And she saw again. So this is two times seeing a day 30. Higiyah, I mean, you have to be concerned with day 30, but when you reach it and she sees it, that's already established it two times. Higia yemester malei rasa, and then let's say subsequently she reaches day 20, and again a second time she doesn't see, it's actually on some level a third time, and she doesn't see it. Vigia yem shleishim malei rasa, but then subsequently, by the third time around, when she comes to day 30, she doesn't see in day 30. Vigia yemester rasa, and then when it reaches day 20 again, and she does see back on day 20, so as we're going to shortly explain, although it seemed like it was three times not, it was actually only two times not seeing on day 20. Third time you come around to day 20, she does see. So now, hutu yom shleishim, the next time you come to day 30, it's going to be permitted because it was uprooted. Because although, and this is the proof to Rav Papa, although it was established two times in a row that she saw on day 30, but one time she didn't see, she said 30, already uproots it because it wasn't established after three times. And as we continue to medbeis, the benesu yom esrim, and the coming day 20 is going to be forbidden because she was always accustomed to seeing day 20. And she only uprooted it two times. Now, although essentially the last uprooting of the last 20 that she didn't see after the second time seeing day 30, again she didn't see day 20. So that's, Rashi explains that's not an Akira, because it only would be Oika day 20 if she subsequently saw on day 30. But she didn't see on that third time day 30. She only saw up until day 20 again on the next month, which was exactly like her pattern, like she always had. So it really wasn't uprooted a third time, it's only two times. And therefore, day 20 is going to maintain its prohibited status. And the reason is because she'erech, this, so to speak, guest, which is coming back on day 20, bismanli, in its original time, is bar, is where it's coming, so it never got uprooted. And that's the halacha that we said in the Mishnah, but the primary thing we wanted to point out was like a papa, that if it's established after two times, it only takes one time to uproot it. Now the Gemara concludes this parak with a Mishnah, also related to the different types of blood. Nashim bibsulehem, women in their virginity, in their hymenal blood, which is the blood that when the bisulim get ruptured, which is part of a muscle by the genital area, which is by the first time of having cohabitation. So the women are kigfanim, like grapevines. What does that mean? Yesh gefin sheyena adam. You have certain grapevines that the wine is red. Yesh gefin sheyena shach. You have grapevines that the wine is black. And therefore, again, this is to qualify what would qualify as hymenal blood, to be toiled in dam besulim, as we're going to continue actually with the next Mishnah for the next parak. Now, v'yesh gefin sheyena meruba, there's grapevines that the wine is plenty, and sometimes there's very little. Again, so therefore the volume shouldn't tell us if this is dam besulim or not. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, kol gefen yesh b'yayin, all grapevines have wine, which means to say essentially in the metaphor, every woman has virginity, hymenal, and she has blood. But for she'ein b'yayin, and if there's no wine, I raise the durkati, then that's what's called durkati, which as the Gemara brings Tana Braisa, durkati is durkatua, which is a cut of generation, which essentially means to say that since she doesn't have that much blood, menstrual blood, which is actually that's essential sign of the ability to have fertility, so they're not going to have that many children, because one needs the blood. As the Gemara brings Tana B'chia, k'shem shasa or yafal yisa, just like yeast is good for the dough, meaning not too much, but you need it, or else it's not going to rise, k'chdom yafal yisa, so too blood is good for women. Not too much, we don't want the woman to be bleeding all the time, but you need it, because if not for that, a woman cannot conceive. And so to Tana Mishra Meir was torn to Baisa in the name of Bemeya, Kal Isha Shatimea Merubin, a woman that has a lot of blood, but now Merubin, she has a lot of children. That same idea. Hanulach Isha shall return to the ninth parak of Masechtas Nida, parak Isha, which spoke about primarily this idea about finding blood and what to be toiling, and also regarding the final half of Vesasis of the establishing set patterns regarding the Dam of Nida. And the last Mishnah, which is actually the continuing theme of this parak, of the 10th parak, parak Tinaikis, which is regarding Dam Besulim, the hymenal blood, says the Mishnah as follows, which is obviously what does not make her into a Nida, because menstrual blood comes out of the uterus, and that's the Dam of Nida, which makes her tummy and forbidden to her husband, and Dam Besulim is a ruptured muscle of the area of the Besulim, and that does not make her biblically prohibited as Dam. So that's what the theme of the Mishnah begins. Tinaikis shlohigiz man aliris venisis. Case number one was a young girl that didn't reach the age of menses, of having a period, and she's already married. So bishamirimim, they say, so we're not going to presume if she's having blood that it's from dam nida, because she's not even the age yet that she would have a period. So naisin la arba leilis, we give her 4 nights to have relations, and even if she's seeing dam, we're saying, okay, it's dam basulim, it's hymenal blood, because we're not going to suspect it's dam nida. They say even more. They say up until the wound gets healed, which I'm going to explain exactly what that is. But up until it's healed, we're going to presume all blood is dam besulim and not as a nida. Case number two, higi is manaliris. Let's say she already reached the age that she's the age that one would see a period, but she herself never yet had a period. Venisis, when she gets married, and this is the first time she's having relations. So Bishamayim, the Bishamay say, Nisna Laila Rishon. So we give her the first night. Not more than that. If on night number two she's going to be having Dam, we're going to say, okay, she's ready to age. It could be Dam Nida. The first night, and that's when there's going to be Dam. Okay, that makes sense that's Dam Besulim, because that's what happens when it gets ruptured. No, they say more than that. They say Ad Matzah Shabbos, up until after the night after Shabbos, which is because as the Gemara opens up in Ksubas, Habesulim Nisus Liyam Ervi, that the virgins would get married on the night of Wednesday, and therefore that's Arba Leilis. That's 4 nights up until the Matzah Shabbos. We have Thursday night, you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Matzah Shabbos. Those are the 4 nights that we say, okay, 4 nights will give you, if you're seeing Dam, that will be Taila, that will suspend it on the Dam Besulim. Case number Let's say Rasa Va'id Beveis Avil. Let's say when she before she was even married, even in her father's house, she already got a period, and now she's but she never had cohabitations. The first time she's getting married, so Beshamayim they say, okay, Nisla Beilas Mitzah. The first relations will give her to say that that dam is dam besulim. But more than that, even later that night, we'll say, okay, you already had a period. This dam could be dam nida. Ubisulim kolalayla kula. No, Beisul says no. The entire night, that whole night. Now more than that, but that whole night will be toilah b'dam besulim. Now, to qualify the opening case, the first case, Amar of Nachma Yitzchak, he says, this that we talked about a girl that she's not even the age yet, she's a young girl, she didn't reach the age of having Damnida, that Beis Hillel said, we're going to give her up until the wound gets healed. So says Rav Nachma Yitzchak, that's Mefila Rasa. This is even if she had a period in her father's household. Still Beis Hillel say, she's not the age really of expecting period, she happened to have gotten one, we're still going to give her up until the wound heals to be titled in Dam Basul. Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mimai, where do I know this from? Says, Medikamaflik b'seifa, from the fact that the latter half of the Mishnah differentiates, because there was three cases. The first case was when she didn't reach the age yet. The next two cases are talking about when she reached the age. And the Mishnah differentiates in the last two cases, bein rasa, bein b'shalei rasa, whether if she already had a period or if she didn't. Case number two was talking about when she didn't yet have a period, and the third one was the one when she did have. But machlal deresha, but the inference is the opening case that doesn't make that differentiation when she's loyagiz maliris. That obviously loyishnachi doesn't make a difference if she had a period or not. Since she didn't yet reach the age, the halach is going to stay the same. Basil is going to still say, achatich yamaka. Says Gemara Tanamachi and similar in the Brice like this. Basil, I mean, they say, achatich yamaka, until the wound heals. Again, if she's not yet the age of having a period. Bein rasa, bein la rasa. In the Brice, it's explicit whether she had one or not. If since she's not the age yet, we'll still give her achatich yamaka. Now, regarding this opening case, the Mishnah said again that if she was nahigiz manaliris, Bishil holds achatichya maka until the wound heals. So, says the Gemara ad kama, how long is that? So, Magvidim Rav, he says, kozman shenecheres. The Gemara is going to shortly explain what this is, but literally it means to say as long as she's snorting. Now, kiamrita kameh de Shmuel, when says Rabbi Yehuda, when I said this teaching of Rav in the name of Rav in front of Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, nechirizu any demai. He says, I don't know what this snorting is. Ela kozman shereik matze b'techa peh. Which literally means to say, as long as the saliva is in the mouth, machmas tashmish, because of relations, which essentially means to say, if every time she has relations, she sees dam, so then we're going to say that it's there because of the hymenal blood, dam basulim, because dam nida has nothing to do with relations, in essentially. So therefore, if she's seeing it every time that she's having relations, we'll still say it's because of dam basulim. So it says the Gemara, nechir de kama Rav hecha dami, but Rav's interpretation that it's snorting, what does he mean, that would tell us that it's still dam basulim. So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, he says, I heard this explanation from Rav. He said as follows, well, how do you know this to be if it's the wound is not healed yet or if it is? I met this v'raya, if when she stands, she has dam, but yeshevas v'inereb, when she's sitting, then there's no dam, so you be duish l'chais amak. And obviously, there's something with her body, depending on the position, obviously the wound is not healed over there. And therefore, it differentiates whether she's standing or sitting. So to agabe karkavarei, let's say when she sits on the ground, she has dam. But agabe karmak sasas v'inereb, but if she sits on pillows and blankets, then she doesn't have dam. Again, be duish l'chais amak, obviously it's the irritation, that obviously the wound is not healed, and therefore there's a difference if she's on the floor or on the pillows. But let's say agabe kulam araya, let's say no matter what situation she's on, she sees dam, or agabe kulam ein araya, or no matter what she's on, she doesn't see. So that's more universal. So be yidu shechei samaka, then you know the wound was healed. And that's just because of dam nida, or something else. But that wouldn't tell us because of the maka, because then it would be differential regarding the irritation, or whatever it is, standing, sitting on the ground, or on kalim. And therefore that is what he meant with nechira, regarding defining the halacha, the Mishnah Beisil, of achatichya maka. Now, regarding the middle case of Higi Zman of Chulu, if the time did reach for her to have a period, but she never yet did have, so we had a machlekes in the Mishnah. Beishame said, so we give her that first night, and Basil said, we give her four nights. Now, regarding this opinion of Basil, Itma, we learned the following machlekes. Shimsha Biyamim. If, let's say, she had relations, which just got married, during the daytime. So we have machlekes. Rav Amei says, so lohivsi delaylis, she didn't lose out the night times, meaning the Mishnah said, Basil said, she gets four nights. And therefore, even if you have relations during the daytimes, you could still have four nights. But Levi Amar, he says, no, have seen the layers. You lost the night times. You only get, as the Gemara is going to explain, four times. We said at night times. You have during the daytime, so then you lose that night. So the Gemara explains. Rav Amar, he says, lo have seen the layers. She doesn't lose her ability to have relations for the four nights and be toilin dam besulim, because ad matzah Shabbos nan. The Mishnah says, until matzah Shabbos. Tumatzah Shabbos is that whole period of time, which would be day and night. V'levi am hefsidaleis, but Levi says, no, you lose the night now, because Mayar b'leilas tiktani. Why does it say 4 nights? So just say Tumatzah Shabbos. But saying 4 nights, because it's telling you, arba einus, you get 4 time periods. It's picking night. You choose day, then you lose the night. You only get 4 times. Now, says the Gemara, Ula Rav, but according to Rav, according to Rav, that it is day and night, you could go till Matzah Shabbos. So why is it 4 nights if it's even daytime? It's not night or day, you get both. Says the Gemara, but Eirich Arach Kamashman is teaching us appropriate convict. The Darka, the Biyah, Balelis, that the appropriateness of cohabitation is at nighttime. That's what picks nighttime, but really it would be even during daytime. Now the Gemara and Vilalevi, listener are Balelis. So according to Levi, that's no, you only get 1 time period, it should say 4 nights. Ad Matzah Shabbos Lamali. Why say until Matzah Shabbos? That's a little misleading, like the Rav says that, yeah, you get the whole time period, day and night, till Matzah Shabbos. No, you only get 4 nights. Why does it say till Matzah Shabbos? We know if you're getting married on Wednesday night, that it's 4 nights till Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara, Hakamash Balam. This is what it's teaching according to Levi. The Shari Lamiv, look at Chilab Shabbos, that it's permitted initially to have relations on Friday night. Even though that he only had relations with her only 2 times, which were Wednesday night and Thursday night, and the opening of the Besulim is very tight, and even though that could be problematic, that's what it's saying, 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos, which is obviously saying that you're having relations on Friday night too. Because if you only said 4 nights, I would say, okay, that's not till Matzah Shabbos, that's till Sunday night. But saying Matzah Shabbos, that's telling us that you could have relations even if you only had 2 times on Friday night. Kiddush Shmuel, which teaches us like the Halacha Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Pirtza Dechuka, a tightly pressed opening, one is initially permitted to enter into it on Shabbos, and that is even though he never had he had relations before that, meaning only let's say a little bit, like in our case of 2 times. And that's the chiddush. Even though it causes different pebbles to spring forth, which essentially means to say that it might cause her a wound, which is forbidden to do on Shabbos. That was saying, no, that doubt we're not concerned for, and it's permitted to go ahead and have relations even on Friday night. That's the chiddush I'm saying of Ad Matzah Shabbos. Now, related machleik is the Gemara brings Itmar, Baal v'le matzah dam. If they had relations and there was no dam after having relations, v'chazra baal, and then a second time during those 4 nights, which essentially we usually taila, but that's if normally it's the first time you have relations, it breaks the basulim. Okay, and we'll say the blood could continue up until 4 nights, we'll give you 4 nights. But here, the first time they had relations, there was no dam, which essentially could be that maybe the basulim were lost a long time ago. This is something could cause it to have ruptured a long time ago. So the first time they didn't see dam, v'chazra baal, and then they have relations again during those 4 nights, umotza dam, and there is blood. So we have machlekes. Rabbi Chanina Amar Tamei, he says that the woman's going to be tamei because we consider it as dam nida, as menstrual blood. Rabbi Asi Amar Tamei says no, that she's tarets during those 4 nights, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Chanina Amar Tamei says that she's tamei because demiisa davidam b'solim, if it would be hymenal blood, so mekara avasi. The first time it would have came. Why didn't it come? Because the b'solim's not here anymore. Now that it's on the second night, even though it's during time that the hymenal blood could have been flowing, but that's if it started here that you're having it on the third or second night, that's dam nida. Rabbi Asi Amar Tamei says, no, she's tar. Why? Because Dilma is Rama Likidu Shmuel. You're asking, why was there no dam besulim on the first night? That's possible to have had relations and still not have had the besulim ruptured like Shmuel. Because the Amar Shmuel said, Yecholni Livel Kama Be'ilais B'lei Dam. He says, I could have many consummate relations, have many acts of cohabitation, and I could do it in a way that it's not going to have the dam of the besulim come out. That there's a way to maneuver, and therefore that what a possibility could have been the first night. And if it's not a riot, it's not a proof that the besulim already ruptured, maybe now it's rupturing on the second night. Ve'idach, but Rabbi Chanina would tell you that, no, Shani Shmuel de Rav Guvri. No, Shmuel is different because he was very mighty in this ability to maneuver, and therefore he could do it. But a regular person, we wouldn't suspect that. And therefore, if one had a full act of cohabitation on the first night, if there's no dam, we're presuming that there's no besulim over here, and therefore you see on the second or third night or whatever it is, then we're going to suspect that it's dam nida, and we're not going to be toilated on the dam besulim, even though it's still within the 4 nights of what Basil say, that if you reach this man liris, but you never saw that you give you 4 nights, this case is different because it's indicating that it's dam nida, not dam besulim.